Hello.
Oh, hi, Nick Kendria. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up regarding your email, and I can have them send you the web domain access code, as well as the ownership of the Google Business page and the login for the Facebook page. But they don't allow that with an account that has a past due balance. So I don't know if you've been getting the notifications or if they've been going to Michael, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, he got a new car. Michael got a new
Oh,
car.
no wonder. That's the problem.
And you pay a month in advance with you guys.
Exactly. So, in the terms and conditions that he acknowledged with his e-signature, he agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 18th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the good news is you're only past due for the June 18th payment because on July 18th, it, reoccurs another charge. So what I could do is, once the payment's up to speed, I could push that next billing out for you 30 days so that you don't have, kind of like another partial month. You'd have another full month of service.
No. That's not what we want. We want after I pay this bill, we want the service to be terminated. We don't want to
Oh,
have it used.
we can do that. Yeah, if you just want to cancel it, we could absolutely do that. You pay. I have customer support send you that email with all of your login info and access codes, and then we cancel the account right after if you want to do that.
Yes, that's fine. Hold on one
Okay,
second.
so let's.
Michael's calling me now. Hold on one second.
Yes, sure.
There you go. Okay, hello.
Yes, hi, I'm still here.
The screen show looked like you had hung up. Okay.
Oh, how funny. No, I'm here.
Okay, cool beans. All right, so yeah, let me go ahead and just make a payment. I think. Yeah, I'll just make a payment and we can just kind of go from there.
Yes, of course. So, my only question would be for the new card, is it still under the 1088 Garnet Drive for the billing address, or is it a different
Yeah,
billing address? It's
it's
the
the
same.
same billing address.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Right, it's 4754990024-0038.
Okay, and expiration?
727.
Okay, and the code?
Zero 1 8.
Perfect. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you said you wanted to make the payment and just go from there, meaning do you and Michael want to keep it open until July 26th and kind of cancel it later, or do you want me to cancel it now?
Well, I still want to have access to everything.
Of course.
I want to have a time frame to where my website is down. So
no,
maybe
just to let you know, with the website, if you saw a little orange banner up there, that's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment wasn't going through. Now that it went through, that will be removed within one business day. But keep in mind, we're on the West Coast, so it's only 10:08 in the morning. So I'm confident that that'll be removed even today. Okay. But the way we set up the Google Business profile and the Facebook page, we set Birmingham Paving and Steel Coating as the owner. We only manage it for you. So I can definitely still have them reach out to you and make sure that you have, you know, all of the credentials and the codes and everything that you need. But yeah, if you're worried about the site being down or anything like that, there's going to be no interruption to your site. Your site actually stayed fully functional even while the account was past due. It just had that little orange banner, but people were still able to contact you off of it.
Okay, so on the Google My Business page, when I went to look into it, it does not have me as the primary head. You guys.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, we can get that fixed right now. It doesn't even take one business day. I just have to send the verification department a message, and as soon as they get it, they'll make us the manager and you guys the owner. That's the way it's supposed to be set up in the first place anyway. You know what I mean?
Is there anything else that you guys manage that I'm forgetting that I didn't ask for?
No, those are the big ones, is the Google Business page, the Facebook, and then the website. But the website is your domain. It's just that, you know, we have our content on it.
Okay. And we do the hosts. Okay, all this. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. If you send me all that via email, that would be great. And just, yeah, but I do not want it to, because I don't want to incur for another month. So if we just maybe agree to keep it on, you know, if you guys for another week or so.
I'm just sending them this message right now. Please set client as owner of Google Biz and Local Splash as manager. And then that way, you know, next week when you cancel, you can just go in and remove us as a manager, right? If we're not working with you anymore, you know, we don't need to be on there. The only thing is, if I keep it open now, you'd have to call us next week to process the cancellation. They don't do any, like, you know, cancels ahead of time. Or I can, you know, cancel it today once they, you know, give you all the codes and everything that you need. But I was looking at your dashboard when you put me on hold, and you're getting some very solid results out of this. You know, you've already been found 963 times on the first page of Google, and you have 170 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm just curious, how come you were thinking about canceling?
And I'm not sure how accurate that is, because we are not showing. So our Google My Business page shows up, but on the first page when you specifically type it in, but it does not show up Birmingham Paving. You have to actually go search for Birmingham Paving.
I see. I'll send that little revision over to the technicians and tell them that, you know, you're not finding yourself under Birmingham Paving. That would, you know, probably help if you're going to keep it open for a couple of weeks for them to at least get that programming done. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you that of the – let me go back and do the search again here on your – so of the 963 times you guys were found on the first page, Google tracks what's called an action and an impression. So an impression is if they put a keyword, they see you up there, and then they don't call you. Let's say they call another company, but you were still found. Google will track that, but they'll also track the second step someone took to contact you specifically, which is the Google action. So it's showing me, you know, of the 963 times you guys were found on the first page, 15 were for asphalt, 15 were for asphalt company near me, 15 were for asphalt driveway, 15 was for Birmingham paving and seal coating, which is what you said. Birmingham paving and seal coating is 15, so one has the and symbol, one has the and written out. Chip and seal driveway, 15. Driveway, paving company, Pelham, Alabama, resurfaced driveway, and seal coating, Birmingham. So there's, you know, different keywords that you are coming up for. One thing I see interesting on your actions is that of the 170 actions, 95 of them are clicks for driving directions. And typically with a seal coating company, typically the address is hidden because they're home-based businesses. Is that the mm-hmm. case for you, or do you prefer to have your address published?
It should not be published.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so I'm looking at it now, and I see that it's not published. So I'm wondering if you have a duplicate out there or something that has the address, because on here it just says there's a click to the website.
There is
and
a duplicate
click
out there that I gotta figure out how to.
So let me send that to the technicians too, because what they can do is contact our rep at Google and have them merge the duplicate with this one, and then they can delete it. And that way we can take the published address off there. That'll eliminate all of those clicks that you're getting for driving directions, because that shouldn't be applicable to you, you know. One thing that will help you guys tremendously with results is to start working on getting some, you know, 5-star reviews on the Google page. So I'll send you a little review generator email, and it will help you with that. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can call me, okay?
So is that review thing linked to you guys, Local Splash, or is it linked to my page?
No, it's linked to your Google business page. So you can send this to any past or present clients, even a friend or relative, someone that would vouch for your business. And it'll mm-hmm. say, thank you for using Birmingham Paving and Seal Coating. And if you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when yeah. your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google page. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to mm-hmm. take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that will help you. Yeah, so I already sent that to you, and it'll probably trigger a text message too. So in the event that you have a past client and you don't have their email, by all means, you can forward them the link via text message as well, okay?
Okay. Thank you mm-hmm. very much, ma'am.
Yeah, so do you want to just keep my number handy and then call me in a couple of weeks when you're ready to cancel, or do you want me to transfer everything and do it today? It's up to you.
I'm sure I need to go ahead and, well, let me just send me a text and then with your info, and we'll hold
on
a couple of days.
Yes, okay, and then that way you make sure everything gets done in the meantime. That's smart. And have you been on your dashboard to view results by chance?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, let me show you. There are 71 leads on there.
It's okay. I'm actually at work.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. I'll send you the login. You can just use those credentials later when you have time, and you can click on the lead section, and you can see the leads that are coming in through the website and through the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Have a good rest of your day, too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.